right, another great day at Sun City Shadow Hills. Gotta love that. Unfortunately, we've been breathing a little bit of the smoke that they've been burning over in the fields over on 42nd and Monroe. I guess the fire department decided they wanted to get rid of all those weeds and trees and stuff over there, so they lit everything on fire, and they don't want to put it out because they don't want to waste the water. So I don't know the whole story behind that. I guess they're afraid it's not going to go anywhere, so they're just going to let it burn itself out. So we're kind of suffering through that for a few days, and that's one of those unfortunate things. We have a crowd today. It's amazing. We have a crowd in here. We have Pete Anderson in here. We have Vanessa Ione, and we have Tyler Engel, our general manager, in here with us. So we have a few things to put out to everybody, and we're going to start with Pete. Pete, what you got for us today?
Well, John, thank you so much for having me. As many of you know, I'm president of the Veterans Club and also of the Republicans Club. But the Veterans Club and the Republicans Club every year have been sponsoring the Toys for Tots program. And many of you go through the community, you see the Toys for Tots boxes in all the restaurants and in all of the facilities. Just to give you a little history, this started 14 years ago with the Veterans Club. And over the years, it's grown. And for example, this year, December 14th, we will have our Toys for Tots party. We'll have 10 Marines from the Marine base, and they come down and pick up the toys, but they'll all be in uniform. And we feed them, and I'll have 10 cadets from Shadow Hills High School, and they come and help put the toys into the trucks for the Marines. Shadow Hills High School has been involved in the Toys for Tots program since we started the program. Actually, they started about 12 years ago. They do a couple of wonderful things. They have a deal where they have a thing called Coin Wars. And what that is, when starting December 1st, when you go into a classroom, whatever change you have in your pocket, you have to put in a jar. On December 10th, they count all of the coins from all of the classes, and whichever class has the most coins wins the deal, and they take all the coins from all of the rest of the classes, they put it all together, and they take that money, and then they go to one of the stores and buy toys with it, and that class gets to go and buy the toys. Well, you ought to see it. Last time they were at, I don't remember what store it was, but people kept coming up to me, and they said, my God, there are all these kids, and they're buying toys from everywhere. What was that all about? And I said, that was for Toys for Tots, and they all came back. But to give you an idea, 2 years ago, our total collection, we collected 1,326 toys, and we had 26 bicycles. Very good. We raised more toys than any other facility in the desert, and normally PGA West would beat us, but 2 years ago, we beat them, so nice. We were number one.
Wow.
And the Marines love coming down here because we feed them, and of course, then we do a lot of work for them. And just to give you an idea, this year, the Marines sent me 120 golf balls with Toys for Tots on them. And yesterday at the men's club, the golf men's club meeting, I gave the golf balls to all of the men's club, and they loved having that. So the Marines have been outstanding for us. And you'll see them when they come to pick up the toys. We'll have a little ceremony that'll be out in front of the Montecito, and that'll be December 14th. Please bring toys, bring bicycles, and put them in the box. And I empty the boxes every so often whenever it needs to be done. And I store them, and we've got a great place to store back in the facility, all the way back in the back. So,
that's great.
Folks, if you can, please continue to bring toys. And the Toys for Tots program is very important for the desert and for the Marines. And one of these times, I'll put a podcast out, or maybe I can give a written thing about where Toys for Tots started. And if you go clear back to President Eisenhower and hear some of the history on where Toys for Tots started, we are continuing that. And it's wonderful that Shadow Hills has done such a good job with that. So everybody here, thank you, and keep bringing toys for us.
Well, that's cool, Pete. So I guess I will know if a Toys for Tots golf ball hits my house. I'll know it came from the men's club, right?
That's right.
Okay, so I just got to find out which one of the men hit it.
That's right.
But that would be my way of getting one of those golf balls. That's great.
That's right.
Cool. Let me ask you a question, Pete. You've had a lot going on in your life, and you haven't missed a beat, man. You just keep on going. You just keep on, you're like the Energizer Bunny. You just keep on ticking, huh?
Well,
so
like
much
you.
For retirement, huh? I know.
Just like you.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Well, Pete, thank you very, very much. I appreciate everything you're doing for Toys for Tots. And we're looking forward to that.
Right.
Next, we're going to get.
And veterans, if there are some veterans out there that haven't joined the Veterans Club, please come and help us with the toys. And also come and join the club, because the Veterans Club does a lot of good things for the community and for the area. So please, any of the other veterans, come and join our club. Thank you.
You got it. Okay, so that was great, Pete. Boy, what a great job he does with all those Toys for Tots and the Marines and all the Veterans Club and everything he does for this community. My hat's off to Pete. That's great. All right, now we're going to talk to Tyler. Tyler's got some information for us about different things that have been happening around the HOA, and you're up, Tyler.
Sure. Well, John, thank you for having me. It seems Pete gets to talk about Toys for Tots, and I think Vanessa's going to talk about some exciting events, and I get to talk about some things that aren't as exciting for the community, but thanks for that opportunity.
Hey, somebody had to do it.
Someone's got to do it. First off, as many of you have seen, we've been having a number of gate malfunctions over the last few weeks. This is unfortunate. It's due in part to the aging of the equipment, and also power outages can sometimes cause power surges that damage the equipment. Today in specific, we have the San Gregorio gate is closed. That's closed on the entrance and exit side. We have sent out an e-blast. We have put up some signage. Please don't go that way. You'll be sadly disappointed to have to turn around. We hope to have that up and running in the next few days, but please know we're actively working on that. And again, should have it in the next few days, the parts and everything has been ordered for that. Up next, I'd like to talk about the monthly assessment. As you may know, the board approved the 2022 monthly assessment at $309 a month. This is a little bit less than a 1% increase over the prior year's monthly assessment of $306 a month. And you will be receiving more information about that. We have a budget mailer that has been prepared, and it's at the printer now. You should expect to receive that sometime next week. It's got a lot of information in it, not just about the budget, so please take a look at the forms that are at the back of that and all the rules and regulations that are included with that. But there are some forms there, including the age verification form that we do every couple of years. So please take a look at that and get that information back to us. That's all I have for today, John. Thank you.
All right, Tyler. So it may not be fun stuff, but it's great stuff for the community, knowing that we're upgrading our gate systems and that the budget this year was absolutely fantastic to have a small increase like we had, like you said, less than 1%. So hopefully there's more things to come in our future for surprises that we can give to the community, give back to the community. So wonderful. All right, there's one thing I wanted to talk about just real quick, and then I'll talk about a couple other things. One is tonight is the beginning of the run for Hilda's Yard. It is the play that is put on by the Performing Arts Club, and they are having their first show tonight at the Montecito Clubhouse, and they have shows tomorrow night at 7 p.m. They have shows on Saturday, a show on Saturday, I should say, which is a special matinee time at 1 p.m., and then on Sunday they have a show at 2 p.m., I got to tell you, I happened to stroll into the rehearsal the other day, and I was just so excited to see these guys having fun and doing things that they love to do. And these are all members of our community, and they just want to perform and make fun and have good times for everybody. And I think this is a wonderful thing. So I hope if you are thinking about sitting home and watching Lawrence Welk or something else like that, that you guys put that on hold and go out and see Hilda's Yard, because I think it'd be a lot of fun. So Another thing I want to talk about is the President's Cup Golf Tournament, which kind of ties in with Pete because he's helping us with the distribution of the funds to go to the athletics department over at Sun City or over at Shadow Hills High School. So there was a little bit of a snafu in the beginning. I don't quite understand how that got put out there, where Troon was having you sign up in foursomes when we were trying to allow anybody that wanted to sign up for the golf tournament. So that has been fixed. You can sign up as a single person. You can sign up as a pair. You can sign up for three people, or you can sign up a whole foursome. So that's how that works. And you'll be paired up. JT is running the signups, and he's running the pairing of everybody. So you will get paired up with people, and it will be a great time out there. And we'll also have a buffet-style lunch immediately following the golf. So looking forward to that. Again, this is benefiting the kids of our community, or actually outside of our community, and hoping that they'll get a better life for themselves and get some good sports equipment and everything to help their programs over there. All right, now I'm going to take a break for a second so I can look at what else I have for you, and I'm going to let you talk to Vanessa. Vanessa is going to speak to you about a couple of great things that are happening in the community. Vanessa?
Hi, John. Thanks again for having me.
Sure.
So let's talk about the upcoming holiday jazz brunch. That'll be on December 4th at 11 a.m. They're still taking sign-ups, so make sure you check with the Lifestyle Department. Sign-ups will end on November 29th. You can reach the Lifestyle Desk at extension 2120. It's going to be featuring Stu Undem, who's a jazz ensemble. It's going to be a nice brunch with champagne and a buffet-style brunch. So that'll be real nice. Make sure you sign up for that. Next, I know that the ABBA Fab show sold out very quickly. Don't worry, Lifestyle is looking into possibly having a matinee for that. More information to follow on that from the Lifestyle Department. So if you're interested in signing up for it, make sure you keep a lookout with the Lifestyle Desk, okay? Next, let's talk a little about the Fall Into Fitness class schedule. We've had a lot of interest in our exclusive Fall Into Fitness classes. Everyone seemed to really like them. So because of that, we're going to actually keep a good amount of them. We're going to keep Tabata with Marlena, Stretch with Marlena, Cardio Blast with Marlena. We're going to keep Balance and Core with Angel, Meditation with Angel. So look out for all those good classes that we're going to get to keep after the program concludes on December 3rd. Next, I have some good news. We do have a fitness director that's joining us next week on Tuesday. So we're very excited for her to join us. She is certified in several formats, fitness formats, and she's taught over for the past 10 years. So we're very excited for her to join us. So keep a lookout for an e-blast. We'll be welcoming her in an e-blast next week. And then that's all I have. But lastly, I want to just remind everyone, because it's not our usual board meeting schedule, our December board meeting is going to be held on December 17th. So that's a Friday. It's not your normal Monday. So general session will be held at 2 p.m. on December 17th in the ballroom.
Cool. So both for you and Tyler and Vanessa, we have been working really hard. In fact, DRM, you guys have been working extremely hard on trying to get new staff members on board with us, new fitness instructors, and how is that process going?
Well, the process is going pretty well. We are actively interviewing. As Vanessa mentioned, we have a great new fitness director starting next week. We still have some open spots available. But again, as we said last time, we're not just looking for any warm body. We're looking for the best fit for DRM and for this community.
That's great. So it's really hard to find people to work in any of the facilities that we have now, because It's just a different way of life than we're used to when we were growing up, where you went out and you got a job right away and you worked hard and you made money and you spent your money. So now it's not working like that anymore. Now it's you got to find people to get in there that are qualified to do the jobs. So a couple things here. We have had a ton of success. Vanessa has been excited about this, and she comes out and she checks it all out. The golf cart parades have been a huge success here. 4th of July was a great success. I think, like I said, we had 60-some carts on that one, and then we had, 27 carts or something like that on the Halloween parade. Well, we have the Christmas holiday parade. The holiday parade is coming up. And there are still places available to get in for signups. You need to sign up with Connie over at the Lifestyle Desk and just let her know that you're going to be coming with a golf cart that's going to be all decorated up. If you haven't done that so far at this point, then you need to do that. Another thing that we have is there was a lot of questions of Tyler and Vanessa and myself as to why we were having such a big issue at the front gate this last weekend. Well, I got to tell you, my hat's off to the homeowners in this community that call me and tell me when there's things going on that they see are wrong. We had a homeowner that called me directly on my cell phone and said, "Big John, I saw a palm tree go down. I see a big flood of water coming down a hill, and you probably want to come check it out." Well, you know what? I got over there, and that homeowner was standing outside there waiting for me to tell me what was going on there. And you know what? That homeowner saved us a ton of money and frustration by being so responsive. So my hat's off to you. When you see things out there that aren't right, please let the general manager, the assistant general manager, or any of the board members know so that we can jump into action and take care of that. That was a water main that broke. It just slipped apart and broke, and water was going down the hill and taking all the mud. It washed out one of our palm trees, and it severely loosened a second palm tree, which could have possibly fallen onto the road entrance of the Jefferson Gate. I felt that that was an unsafe area with the whole team. The team voted, kind of together unanimously to close the gate and make sure that we made the residents and the guests of our residents safe coming in and out of the gate. And that's what we did. And I got to tell you, another hats off goes out to Vintage. You may see the Vintage employees around doing their jobs around our community. But I got to tell you, the owner of Vintage came here personally Monday morning right away. And he said to me, says, "Don't worry, Big John, we're going to get this taken care of for you, and we're going to get it done right away." And by God, they did. They got it done. So it minimized the amount of time that we had to keep the entrance closed, and very happy to them. So thank you, Vintage, very much for what you did. And I love the quick response. The last thing I want to talk about is the dog park. The dog park at Phase 3, I just found out right now, is going to be closed for two more additional days. The plan is to open up the dog park on Thanksgiving Day. There's a few things that are needing to be buttoned up over there, and so Phase 3 dog park will be closed two additional days to Thanksgiving Day. So speaking of Thanksgiving Day, I want to wish everybody in this community a very, very happy Thanksgiving. I hope that everybody is well. I hope that your families are coming to visit you, or you're going to visit your families, and that you have an absolute wonderful day. After everything we've gone through for the last year, every single holiday that we hit these days seems to be a very special one, especially for me. I'm very lucky. I have my family together for Thanksgiving this year, which I haven't had for a long time. So I'm looking forward to that. I also want to thank everybody in this community who comes up to me and talks to me and tells me what they think of what's going on in this community, because that's all I need from my point, is that you are living your lives the way you want to live them, and you're having a good time doing it. And I really appreciate everybody in this community for doing that. I enjoy serving as your president, and I will do so as long as they will have me. All right? So everybody, have a great day. Have a great evening. Wait a minute. Hold on just a minute. Tyler, you got something else real quick?
I found something positive to say that people might be excited and happy to hear about.
Well, I think you're always positive, Tyler.
I know.
Just think that, you know.
But sometimes I give bad news. I have a little bit of positive or good news.
Okay, let's hear it.
This positive news is for those that are having family and friends come visit them for Thanksgiving. We're sending out an e-blast next week, but they should be advised that between the 24th and 29th of November, they will not need a special pass for on-street parking. Normally, they have to come to the office and get a pass to have their guests park on the street overnight, but during this time, we relax that rule so that they can enjoy that without having to come to the office. We'll be announcing something similar at the end of December for Christmas and New Year's holiday as well.
Nice. Well, that is great news. That saves you from having to come to the HOA office, and now you can have your guests in here. Remember one thing very, very important, okay, because there's a lot of talk about the fines and how things work. Just remember to ask your guests to be smart when they're driving through our community. Just obey the rules, and let's just have a great holiday. That's all I want to see, is everybody having a good time and enjoy themselves. So that's it for me for today. I appreciate everybody. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Bye-bye.